Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Douglas County Building Permits and Inspections, Protecting GA Real Estate Integrity. The Douglas County Building Permits and Inspections Department works to safeguard life, health, and property by preventing hazards from faulty design and construction. GA real estate professionals should note that Douglas County's rigorous permitting and inspection processes help ensure property quality, reduce transaction risks, and protect investment values for clients. Review permit requirements at https://douglascountyg.gov/24/building-permits-inspections before listing or closing properties in Douglas County. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. GSCCA Property Records Search Tool for Georgia Real Estate Research. The Georgia Superior Court Clerks Cooperative Authority, GCCA, provides an online property records search portal for real estate searches. Georgia real estate professionals can access official property records directly through this state-backed resource to support transactions and due diligence. Bookmark hpsearch.gscca.org/real-property-search.asp for quick access to Georgia property records. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. How much commission do real estate agents make in Georgia? Calibri Real Estate School. Interested in how much commission real estate agents make in Georgia? Learn more about the average real estate commission rate by city in Georgia, relevant to real estate professionals operating in GA. Read the source, /www.calibrirealestate.com/careerdad/blog. How much commission do real estate agents make in Georgia? Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Property Ownership Database, Gwinnett County, Gwinnett. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data, which contains property details such as ownership and values for parcels. Relevant real estate professionals operating in GA. Read the source, www.county.com/government-department/county-administrator/assessor-property-ownership-database. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Tax Assessor's Portal offers parcel tax and GIS data. Georgia Assessors provides a centralized online portal to access Georgia County websites for searching parcel data, tax digests, and GIS maps by owner name, address, parcel number, or legal description. This gives Georgia real estate professionals a streamlined way to research sales comparables, verify property details, and access tax exemption or appeal information across numerous GA counties. Utilize this portal at https://loadpage.php/loaded=1 to efficiently pull property and assessment data for your next Georgia listing or appraisal. Georgia Real Estate Updates. GA Commission Guide, How Rates, Splits, and Trends Shape Your Real Estate Income. Calibri Real Estate published a comprehensive guide covering average real estate commission rates in Georgia, how commissions are split, who pays them, and strategies for negotiating rates using tools like commission calculators. Understanding commission structures and industry trends helps Georgia real estate professionals maximize their earnings and negotiate more effectively in their local market. Review the commission calculator and salary guidance at the source link to benchmark your earnings potential. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Fulton County Board of Assessors, new senior homestead exemptions now in effect. In 2025, voters approved new senior homestead exemptions affecting Fulton County Schools and Atlanta Public Schools property tax portions, which will be automatically applied for eligible seniors who already have basic homestead exemptions on file. GA real estate professionals should note these automatic exemptions when advising senior clients on property tax obligations and homeownership costs in Fulton County. Review eligibility details at /fultonassessor.org/. To ensure senior clients understand their updated tax liabilities. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks. The 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses, the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context, when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.